1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Police in Montgomery, Alabama say active warrants are out for people involved in that huge riverfront brawl this weekend where a group of white guys jumped a black dock worker. Chief Daryl Albert says they are looking into possible hate crimes charges.
As it relates to racial epithets and conversation and names being called, while the Harriet was still out in the water, there was a lot of, I've seen finger gestures and comments and innuendos made.
13 people were initially detained and later released. More workers are on strike now in Los Angeles. KCBS TV reporter Lori Perez talked about its impacts.
What do we want? When do we want it?
The LA City workers' strike will last only one day, but will cause some pain. Residential trash will sit on the curbs. LAX parking shuttles won't be shuttling anyone. Some pool and park programs could be canceled.
And as you mentioned, LAX is impacted, so if you're traveling today, give yourself some extra time to get there. Amendments on the ballot in Ohio in November could be impacted by a special election there today. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns is there.
Under current law, changing the Ohio Constitution requires support from a simple majority, 50% plus one. But the Republican-led legislature set up an August special election to raise that threshold to 60%, all with the issue of abortion in mind.
A new report finds the Roman Catholic Archbishop of New Orleans failed to act on findings of abuse by clergymen and then tried to hide it. Sean Doherty is with the Survivors Network.
Because of the Me Too age, we're finding that more and more people are finding the strength to speak up and tell the stories of the atrocities that happened to them as children.
People are stepping up now to celebrate a dedicated Burger King worker who hasn't missed a day of work there in almost three decades. And the chain just gave him a goodie bag.
His daughter created a GoFundMe honoring her dad's dedication, saying the family would use the original goal of $200 so he could visit his grandchildren. As of Tuesday, the balance was over $404,000. Ford is emotional and thankful. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The Made in America Festival in Philadelphia has been canceled this year. Organizers say it's due to severe circumstances outside of production control, but SZA and Lizzo were set to headline. The cancellation coming a week after the singer was sued by her former dancers who claimed they were harassed and abused on her tour. Lizzo has denied it. The festival plans to be back next year. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, August 9th. In Wood County, Waterworks and Lighting Commission will meet at 10:30 a.m. for their special commission meeting. The Wisconsin Rapids Wastewater Treatment Commission will meet at 1:30. The Wisconsin Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 4 p.m. The McMillan Memorial Library Board and Grounds Committee will meet at 4 p.m. in the McCourt Conference Room. Following that, the Finance Committee meeting will start at 5. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board Subcommittee will meet at 7:30 p.m. at the Junior Fair Building in Marshfield. In Portage County, the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 4 p.m. The Land and Water Conservation Committee meeting scheduled for 7 has been canceled. In Adams County, the Public Safety and Judiciary Committee meeting scheduled for 9 a.m. has been canceled. The traffic safety meeting will take place from 2 to 3:30 at the Adams County Highway Department. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 59. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84, a mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Upper 70s, Thursday, warmer, Friday, with highs in the mid-80s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 8th, 2023. You got your host, James Jay, here. We, in part two, are going to welcome in our good friend, Lindsay Scheider, with Let's Talk Real Estate and Coldwell Banker C Realtors. Looking forward to talking with Lindsay in a little bit. Right now, we have Lacey with us. Lacey Ailing?
Alling.
It's right there. It's all ing. It's not that hard. Lacey Alling with us. Lacey is the Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Good afternoon, Lacey.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing? Thank you for having me. Oh, thanks for being here. I appreciate the time. How have you been? How have you been adjusting to the job and all that?
It's been kind of a whirlwind. A lot of stuff to take in. I'm really excited to get to be out there and get to be at the events. I was the office manager, so I kind of got to see people, but it was just in a different capacity. So I'm really excited to be able to kind of see people in the community, see what we can do, see how we can kind of branch off what we've been doing, liven it up a little bit, make it a little bit more modern and have fun with it.
Do you, you know, it's always, we can all, us, the listeners out there can relate. We've all been the new kid at school or started a new job the first day, that kind of thing. Do you have a little more confidence with it because of the history you have, that being already at the chamber?
Yes. I used to do some like banquet stuff, and then I used to work for the Boys and Girls Club. So I did a lot of like enrichment planning with the YMCA. So I've kind of worked with them before. Mm-hmm. It was just kind of like a different capacity, but now just kind of like, oh, okay, I can kind of make it my own and jump in and kind of have a little bit of fun with it.
Right on. Very cool. Let's get right into it. We have some great upcoming community events to get into. Let's start off with Gather by the Gazebo.
Yes, that's today. So 5:30 to 7:30, Rowan Town Center. It's going to be the Heartstrings will be out for entertainment. Mm. And then sponsored is going to be Rome Away From Home, Coldwell Banker, Visit Rome, and Key Savings Bank. And then our entertainment sponsor is Visit Rome.
Big shout out to Visit Rome. Certainly appreciate our friends over there. They join us at least once a month, and we get to talk with them. And a big shout out to Heartstrings. Ben, Katie, they're so good.
Yes.
They've been on the air with us here before, and I just love those guys. Great team, great sound. That's going to be fun.
And it will be catered by Chatterbox.
Oh, so all
Kathy
right.
will be out there.
Win, win, win.
Yes.
Love Chatterbox. Love our friends over there. You know, the thing about these events that I don't know if we get a chance to touch on as much is these are fun. We look forward to them every summer. They're also one of these great kind of like hidden ways and tucked in ways of supporting local.
You Absolutely.
Know, whether it's a local artist like Heartstrings or a local, you know, food company like Chatterbox, it's just fun to be able to do that while also having a great time.
Yeah, and just take family out. There's a big playground across, and then bring your lawn chair, bring your blanket. It was really, really beautiful last month, and the Rome area is just gorgeous. It's really fun to get out there.
This week, we also got a wonderful, you want to get to Rendezvous in the Park first?
Well, yep, these are our last two.
Yeah.
For the fall area, we're almost to September already, unfortunately. But yep, Rendezvous in the Park, that's going to be August 16th on Wednesday at Riverside Park. And then that will be the season sponsor is going to be Paper Sitter Savings, and then City of Nakusa. Food will be Lions Club. And then we will have Champions, Auto Wash, and Nakusa Lions Club. I believe that they're sponsoring. Oh boy, I didn't grab my other one. But we definitely want you to come check that out. I know there's going to be some fun entertainment, and it's obviously the last one. We had some more attendance last month. It's growing month over month.
Good.
So really exciting to see how it was with June. Kind of started a little bit slow and then picking up. And then I think people are kind of hearing about it now. And then coming in and checking it out.
I should journalistically make sure the audience knows that that may be my favorite park in this area. I love Riverside Park. It's so beautiful over there. The layout, the stretch out is so nice. It's tailor made for events like this.
Absolutely. With the pavilions, there's a couple different areas and setups to do some things there.
You mentioned before when it comes to events of possibly, you know, not that there's anything wrong with the events, but tinkering a little bit, maybe updating a little bit or just kind of shining them up a little. With an event like this, as you're getting towards the last one of the season, are you making mental notes? Are you kind of like, oh, I'd like to do this next year, or oh, I want to keep this?
Yes. It's kind of like okay, I think this worked really well. I think that we should, I have small children, so I would love to, I think I want to try to incorporate some more games, some more like snacks, candy, little fun things for the kids to be able to do when they come up to our booth. So I want to bring some kind of like yard stuff just because sometimes like there is a gorgeous park there as well too, but just more options for kids so that they, you know, keep them busy. You can enjoy the entertainment, the food. I know they actually did sell out last month for food, so that was really great. And it's really affordable. I think it's like a quarter pounder meal for $4. Yeah, so you can't beat it.
No.
So it's really fun.
And we're also always looking for any opportunity to get outside right now. Like we all know Old Man Winter's right around the corner. Just get outside as much as you can. Again, the final rendezvous in the park coming up August 16th, next Wednesday, 5:30 to 7:30. We, of course, have a lunch by the river coming up. We've got a couple more of these.
Yes, I know. We're down to, I think, our final four.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So this one coming up this week, August 10th, got a couple of great things attached to this one.
Yes. So we have, obviously, our season sponsor, Enbridge, and then we've got entertainment by the Crow Jam Collective.
Yeah.
Food vendors, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, and then co-sponsors, Paper City Savings, Cintas, Associated Bank, and Jewel Associates Engineers.
Mm. We love these so much. A big shout out to everybody that's a part of these and helps make them happen. You want to keep talking Lunch by the River? Should we talk about the season, or you want to go chronological here? Go to Coffee with the Chamber next.
Yeah, it, whatever you want.
Okay. Well, to me, it, we only got a couple left, so if you want to just hit on Lunch by the River right now, that's okay. I wasn't sure how you wanted to do it order-wise.
Whatever works.
Okay. So coming up on the 24th. We've got another Lunch by the River. And I believe that that's a unique one. That seems like a really special one to me.
You keep skipping the one that you're on.
Do I? Yeah.
Do you not want to talk about you?
It feels selfish. This is your guys' time. But yes, let's talk about August 17th, Lunch by the River. Yes. That is a unique and special one.
So obviously that one is sponsored by you guys and Nicolay Staffing. Mm-hmm. Entertainment is going to be the Central Wisconsin Choristers?
Yeah.
Choristers.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying that right.
You got
it. And then food vendors, Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, and then also Enbridge, that sponsor, the season sponsor for that one. But don't forget to come to your own.
We will be. I know that Pam, Melissa, I know are going to be down there. I'm going to be down there. We'll see if Seth and the team are going to be as well, but we're a bunch of us going to be down there having a good time. Please stop by, say hi. I believe we might even have some gear for you to pick up and everything. Ooh. So that'll be cool. And it's a great opportunity to interact with us, certainly to talk, say hi, what have you. But I know you guys have feedback out there. We love getting feedback from you. Here's a great opportunity. You can cut out the middleman. You don't have to email us. You can talk right directly to us. And please stop by and say hi. We love interacting with our listeners. There's not much better than running into a listener that I haven't met before and hearing their reactions to the station and talking about the work that we're doing here. I will say, if you are going to say to me, oh, you don't look like you sound. Like, I've heard that my whole radio life, and I've never know how to take that. I've never know how that, what they mean by that. So if you want to use that line, please feel free to. But I do feel like we've heard it a lot.
They can put a face to the voice.
Yes, there you go. Nicely done. And after the 17th, then we have the 24th, Lunch by the River coming up.
And then that one's going to be sponsored by our season sponsor, Enbridge. And then we have Ocean Spray Cranberries and Prevail Bank. Entertainment, Two Saints and an Ain't, which every time I say that, I always want to auto correct myself. And then we have Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, and Joe's Street Eats.
Yeah, yeah. So, I got to try them. I haven't tried. I've heard good things about Joe's.
So I actually am friends with them.
Oh, cool.
And they're new to the area. They're from Colorado. So cool. A little bit of a different, I would say, like almost like a flair. On the food a little bit. I did go pick up breakfast burritos for everyone at the chamber so that I could, even though none of them were hungry, I was like, we're all going to eat breakfast burritos together.
Smart.
But yeah, I love supporting people. And then obviously, like, I was like, hey, you should come to one of the Lunch by the Rivers. And she was like, no. I was like, too late. You're already
signed up.
But yeah, I'm excited. Obviously, I've never heard Two Saints and an Ain't, so I'm excited to hear them. I've heard great things.
Great name, first off. Yes. And a great band. Great group of people right there. So you're going to have some wonderful music to be playing while you're trying some of these foods that maybe you haven't tried before and that. Again, coming back to the whole, we have a good time, mm-hmm. we're out in the enjoying nature and supporting local all at the same time, doing it all at once. It's a real key part of some of these great events that the Chamber has.
Yes. Yeah, Granny's Beach and Ice, they're really great too. They have, like, it's kind of like a flair on lemonade, but there was like lemonade with like a paradise like twist on it with like coconut and like Powerade, and it was really refreshing, especially when our lunch by the river was almost 100 degrees two weeks ago. It's really fun to come out and check out just like stuff that you haven't really seen. I mean, I love the classics. Like, I'm always about Rocky Rococo. My kids are like, you better, if ever I get a piece, if they see that box in my car and I do not share, like, especially the sausage, their sausage is just different. I really love it.
It's a great opportunity to have some, you know, standbys that you like, mm-hmm. but also having some options of, well, I want to try something different.
Absolutely.
It's really cool to have that. Coming up August 24th, another Lunch by the River.
The 31st.
Did I say? Oh, I meant the 31st. I'm sorry.
The 31st. One.
Yeah, the last one
of the season, which we've been, from what I understand, a little over 30 years that we've been doing Lunch by the River. So that's awesome. Another season.
Yeah, a real feather in the cap, you know? I mean, that's pretty darn cool.
It definitely, I'm excited that I get to be there. I was there for the first one. Obviously, I didn't even, you know, I was like, oh, this is so awesome to take it in as the office manager. And then now finishing the season as the events director.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Like a fun, it's definitely like a fun flow. But so we're going to go out with a bang with Rocky Rococo, Chatterbox, La Taqueria, Granny's Beach and Ice, and then season sponsor Enbridge, and then also sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, and then the Southwood County YMCA Turner's Gymnastics Team is going to... They're going to be there. And
they are awesome. I'm excited. Yeah. I'm a big gymnastics guy. I love watching gymnastics, and these kids are amazing. They're really good at what they do.
Yeah, they are so talented. I can't do a cartwheel, so when I watch them, I'm like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I'm like in awe.
They're pretty impressive. A great way to wrap up the season, too, with a nice entertainment guest like that, and where we're, again, supporting our local entertainers or our local gymnasts here. Great food, and a big shout-out to Ho-Chunk Gaming, who you've seen Ho-Chunk sponsoring a lot of stuff and their name all over the place, looking to put back into their communities. Appreciate businesses that do
that. Absolutely. Very grateful.
More on that a little bit later when we talk about our new chamber investors.
Yes.
But for now, I wanted to just take a lunch by the river. Part of the reason I wanted to do all those at once, Lacey, is because I wanted to ask you, with the new position, and as you're getting into these last ones, again, similar to Rendezvous, you're taking notes, are making like kind of mental notes about, well, next year I'd like to do this, or next year I want to make sure we keep doing that.
Yes. So I think that I would love to see it grow, to have more opportunities for, like, the sponsors. They always bring, some of the sponsors brought, like, homemade chocolate chip ice cream sandwiches this summer for the kids to hand out. So I think it would be really fun to do some more things for the kids. They definitely, like, they love to dance, and they want to, want to get active. So I would love to do some things. Obviously, I have to get approved, but I'd love to do some, like, face painting. We did some rock painting last week at that night out, and it was really, really fun, and it was nice to get to come there and see. It's fun when everyone's at your booth, and you're like, oh, it just makes your heart full where everyone, wants to come and hang out, and they're not just, passing by. So I definitely would love to see it get bigger. I'd love to do some more things, especially, like, some more, like, little tables set up for activities for the kids so the parents can kind of, watch some stuff. And I'm a parent, so things for them to be able to do, things for them to be able to take home and remember, oh, I got this at lunch by the river. Yeah. So I would just love to do that. I would love some more variety for food trucks and vendors. So definitely reach out to communications@thechamberofwisconsin.com. And then obviously you can always call us at 715-423-1830.
Lacey, you and I think, are going to work very well together. We're both planners, and you've twice now gone right where I was going with the conversation.
I'm glad we're on the same page.
Same page. Because as this season wraps up, we're always looking towards next year. And if you are a local business, if you're a restaurant or something, our catering facility or anything like that, now's a good time to reach out to you. I know it's a year away, but no time like the present to plan these things and know that that's covered for next summer already.
Yes. So even like entertainment for small bands, things like that. I would love to bring in a DJ. I think that would be really cool. I would love to do a lot of kind of different stuff. I have a lot of ideas, so I'm just kind of trying to slowly get them passed. And then also, if you're going to start a new business and you think that would be a good starting point for you, obviously reach out. Stacy talks to a lot of local people that are wanting to start up their businesses, so that would be really great.
Also want to encourage you to check out Coffee with the Chamber. That is coming up in about a week or two now, on the Wednesday, August 23rd.
Yes, and that will be at the Chamber with Kyle Kearns, the Director of Community Development. He will be providing a local economic development update.
Yeah, Kyle is not only amazing at his job, but he's a good talker and a very interesting guy. Really brings you the details, and that I think the information that you may not always get, but Kyle knows his area, he knows the audience, and he knows, okay, this is going to be important to them, and getting that information out there that may not be the easiest to always find or just accessible sometimes.
I know a lot of us just want to jump on Google and ask, what's coming here? What are we opening? What's moving? And I think that if you tune in, you can also go, virtual. That's going to be the Chamber Boardroom. Coffee will be sponsored by us. Nice. The Coffee with the Chamber is sponsored by Ho-Chunk Gaming of Nakusa.
Very cool.
Definitely excited to get some information. Keep it local and definitely have a good understanding of what's happening in your community.
Oh, it's nice to be able to host an event too, I imagine.
Yes.
Katie and I used to joke about people stopping by more often. I go stop by the Chamber, say hi and that. And I like seeing that too. You guys being able to host some of these things. That's got to feel good. Coffee with the Chamber again coming up Wednesday, August 23rd, 8:30 to 10. Do people need to register for this?
They will need to register. They can register online at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
Okay. It is that time of year again, Lacey, where the downtown Grand Affair is right around the corner. How did September get this get up to this point? What happened to time? Where it happened to June?
I know. It's gone.
Just gone.
It's gone. We could just look forward.
But we can look forward to the downtown Grand Affair.
Absolutely. I'm really excited for the car cruise. That brings in a lot of people. I love cars, so I'm excited to get to check that out. We are not putting that on, but we can absolutely put you in touch with who is, and then we'll be there. You'll see our lovely faces. Then we do have openings. We're currently looking for sponsors as well as vendors for the event. So we have multiple opportunities at different price points for both. I'd obviously check it out sooner rather than later. We'd love a little bit of diversity with some different areas coming in and obviously bringing their own little their tricks to the trade in as well.
It's another one of those opportunities, similar to Lunch by the River, where you are a new business or you're a new artist or anything like that, and you want to really promote yourself. These events are tailor-made for it.
Absolutely.
You've got people coming to you. You've got people coming to the event. You're right there waiting for them and everything. And it's there are a few opportunities like that in most rural areas. Our chamber does such a great job of helping not just promote you, but give you opportunities to promote yourself.
Yes. And I'm going to be taking a lot of pictures. I'm going to try to get around to every booth that's there and get, I kind of want to do little spotlights about stuff that they do. And I think it's valuable to that's just get idea. That time. And then obviously help promise with a little bit of marketing, and then we're going to be coming out with a new website. So I think it would be great to get some new pictures out there. So I'd love to do a lot of little things with the kids.
Again, the Downtown Grand Affair kicks off Sunday, September 10th, 10 to 3. And we'll talk more about that as we get closer to it. Looking forward to this one. The big event. Great event. Got some other things coming up, upcoming workforce programs and events that we wanted to touch on.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. So the deadline for teen leadership is September 15th. We're currently looking for tour stops for businesses to showcase their business to the next generation of leaders. It's going to be about approximately 30-minute spotlights where we're going to bring kids in. They're going to kind of get to see what you do. A lot of information we can give to them, and then kind of see if that's something they're interested in. We want to try to keep kids here. So once they graduate, we'd like to have them come back. A lot of kids, they want to go, leave state, stuff like that. So we'd love to keep them working here, keep, the family feel. And then Laura is our head of workforce development, and she is kind of revamping this whole entire program. I'm hopeful that she can come with next time and dive a little bit deeper. But we also have sponsorship opportunities for that. If you are sponsoring, there is a package where they can come in and tour. You're just going to pick kind of what date, time, things like that. But we also have some openings for students as well. So five different local high schools are participating: Nacusa, Port Edwards, Pittsville, Assumption, and Lincoln High School. And then obviously deadline is September 15th. So reach out to workforce at wisconsinrapidschamber.com or 715-422-4860. And that's Laura.
It's an insightful thing to be focusing on, considering how important that is in this day and age of trying to keep people in town, keep your locals local.
Yes. You know,
especially at that age. That's a really insightful. I think that's going to be a great one. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes left, Lacey. Do you want to talk, where do you want to go with this?
So we can talk a little bit about our Cranberry Cash calendar.
I was hoping that's what you wanted to talk about.
The first drawing is going to be at the Downtown Affair. And then obviously, if you win, your ticket goes back in and you can win again.
Yeah, so, see, I don't know what you guys are doing with that. You're giving away more and more stuff that way.
So 16 days, $1,500 in the 16 days. Three tickets for 20 or one ticket for 10. You can purchase at the Chamber where they're 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. You can also find us at any of these events. We're absolutely pushing them, selling them. Really excited. Hopefully I can get you to buy some for me. And but yeah, definitely excited for it. I love getting my hands dirty and like going out and talking to people. So I'm excited that we can do this. The sponsors have been wonderful. U.S. Bank sponsored our kickoff on Sunday. So we're really excited.
It's one of the, I think, more fun and better things that you guys do over there. I didn't realize how popular this was until I started doing this show. And I'd have people go, hey, did you talk about this? And no, we haven't talked about it yet. It's coming up next month or something. Like, people look forward to this one.
We have people coming in asking, like, have you started the raffle yet? Which we've now just started. So you can absolutely come in and then we can fill it out for you. We just need your name, phone number, address, so we can reach out to you. And then we will call you and then you can come in the office and pick up the money if you win.
There you go. And Lacey, as we wrap up, we always like to mention and send a shout out to new community investors. We got a couple
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely. So Sparhawk Trucking, which they started right here in Wisconsin Rapids, which I didn't know that until they had became a chamber member. We also have Hope, which is Heroes of the Prescription Epidemic. So combating drug addiction and trying to help in new ways.
Yeah.
And then we also have Wandering Games, which I don't know if you've heard of them yet, but they're the only mobile gaming in central Wisconsin. So you can rent it out. You can find through the chamber, but you can rent it out by a couple different hour spans. I think it would be really fun, like a team building thing for a business. Also, like, if kids' birthday parties, they have a whole, like, it's a huge trailer that has been completely turned into just mobile gaming, which, I mean,
such a
what
good
teenager
idea.
Is not about that? Yeah. So, yeah.
Teenager, I'm in my 40s and I'm thinking about this.
I'm like, I was like, for weddings, for, you know, there's so many things where, like, you can just kind of like get away from it. Like, that's my kids like to play video games and I'll play with them in a limited capacity, but I'm like, it's such a good, like, just brain break where you can just kind of be present, have fun. So definitely excited for the new investors.
And all of these investors are great. The Hope Heroes are doing some really vital, important work, and we appreciate them. I would like to take just a second to send a shout out to Sparhawk personally.
Yes.
I do a lot of work here, and I do a lot of work in the community, and a lot of these events. And one of the things that I look for is seeing the businesses that are always attached to these events, that are always putting back into their community. And there are few businesses doing it more than Sparhawk. They have really impressed me with how much they are putting their money where their mouth is and doing so much in this community. Yeah, they're from this area, so that makes sense, I get. But that doesn't mean that they have to do this.
Absolutely.
When these businesses go above and beyond like this, I want to take any moment we can to shout them out, tip our hat to them, and appreciate them being a part of the team and being a part of things here in Rapids.
Absolutely.
Lacey, this is fun. This is fun. It was great talking with you. Please say hi to the staff over there. I don't know if Katie's still there or not, but
she is. She's still here. She's just kind of right now. She's definitely like helping me kind of figure out stuff with certain events and like how to do some of the stuff. So really excited to still have her and you'll be able to utilize and kind of pick her brain on stuff. So. Yeah, absolutely.
Say hi to her. Say hi to the rest of the staff for us. And we'll talk again next month.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for the time. And we'll have more. And you can find out more by going to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. That's WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. We got more Midday Magazine coming up right here at WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
It's not just about the barrels and construction. Highway projects are community investments. So do your part. Stay alert, eliminate distractions, and mind your speed. Every driver makes a difference. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. The Community Development Institute Head Start is laying off employees in the Northwest region. 48 employees will lose their jobs by the end of August in six counties, including Taylor and Clark. A replacement recipient has been awarded a grant to continue to provide early childhood services in the area. CDI Head Start said they will work closely with the replacement so there's limited disruption to children and families. You can support the Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534 by eating at Culver's in Wisconsin Rapids tonight. 10% of all proceeds from both the drive-thru and dine-in will help support programs and operations of our Veterans of Foreign Wars post. You can stop in to say hello to VFW members from 4 to 8 p.m. tonight at Culver's on 8th Street. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Clear skies tonight with lows around 59. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 84. A mix of clouds and sun. Tomorrow night, lows around 55. Upper 70s. Thursday, warmer. Friday, with highs in the mid-80s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this August 8th, 2023, 3:30 on the clock. You have your host, James J. here, and I am joined right now by Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business and Development and Real Estate Professional with Cole Banker CEO Realtors. It's Let's Talk Real Estate time. Lindsay, how are you?
I'm good, James. Thanks so much for having me today.
Thanks for being here. I really do appreciate the time. Certainly, we've done this for a long time, and we had a really good time conversating, talking with JR over the years. It's been a lot of fun. I'm looking really forward to our audience and you and I getting a chance to do this and going forward. It's going to be a lot of fun, Lindsay.
Awesome. Yeah, I agree. Thank you.
Let's get to a market update right away. Let's kick off with that.
Absolutely. Well, I brought a lot of data here for us today, and I kind of, you know, started wide on the county view and then kind of drilled down on some of the smaller neighborhoods that we have within the counties that we serve.
Yeah.
And so I guess I'll start with Adams County. So our average sales price is up year over year. Our current average sales price is almost $270,000 across that county. And this year so far, we've sold 217 homes across the Adams County market. And we're still getting really close to just under 100%. We're at 99% for list to sales price ratio.
How about the town of Rome?
So, yeah, drilling down a little bit more into that packet, it's quite interesting, actually, to see what's happening in the town of Rome. We have the average sales prices up 23% year over year. So our average sales price currently is just under $400,000 in our small town of Rome. And also the gap between last year's quantity sold and this year's appears to be narrowing. We've sold 50 homes this year in 2023 from January to July. And we're still getting more than our sellers are asking for. Our list to sales price ratio is 101%. So just a slightly over those asking prices.
How about Wood County?
Yes. Yeah, moving just north across Wood County. We're still up as far as the market is, but it is a little bit less of a margin. It is almost 1.5% year over year, but also our average sales price, is almost 200,000 across the county of Wood County. And we've gone from last year in 2022, we sold almost 500 homes, 495 to be exact. And this year, through July, we sold 456. So again, that gap, appears to be getting a little bit smaller, which is great.
Interesting. And finally, the greater Wisconsin Rapids area.
Absolutely. So our average sales price right now is right at 180. This market is also up almost 2% year over year. And we've sold 233 homes so far here into July of 2023. And we still have that high demand. We have that list to sales price ratio over 100% at 101%. So it still is a fabulous time to list your property, though those sellers are still getting at or slightly above that asking price.
So, Lindsay, part of the reason I wanted to wait to ask any questions or talk about this is because we've got these areas, they're so close together, and the numbers do seem a little close, but there are some outliers here. You look at all these numbers together, what stands out to you?
I mean, I think overall just that the market is still up across central Wisconsin year over year is amazing to see. So obviously we have some margins that are larger than others, some pockets, a little bit more than others. We're still down slightly with that quantity sold across all of these markets as well. But we're seeing that narrowing, which I think is a great sign that this summer market has brought some more listings to the forefront, that we've been able to successfully, assist with those transactions and make it to a successful close on both the seller end and the buyer end.
I'm puffing my chest a little bit because I've really been paying attention to JR when he talks, because that's something that stood out to me too. I know that that's been a big crux of one of the industry's holdbacks in this area, at least, is having inventory. It seems like every time we talk about it, inventory comes up. So that seems like a real positive to me. Even a slight bit of improvement there is a huge positive.
Absolutely. And even just diving a little bit more into the inventory conversation is that, the general public seems to think like there are, there's no houses being sold. There's nothing available, which really just simply isn't the truth. There are homes available, but what's happening is that they're being snatched up so quickly that the available inventory is it's available for a very short duration of time, which then makes it feel like there's nothing available. But there are things, as you can see, coming onto the market and selling across our, now we're halfway through our year, that we are successfully, getting sold for our customers and clients. But they're just still getting snatched up pretty quick.
Lindsay, as we shift gears a little bit, we understand that there is a lot of information out there for people nowadays. There's a lot of people that are doing it, DIY projects and this, and a lot of people trying to do things kind of on their own. But there's a reason why not only do we get together, once a month, but we talk so highly about Coal Banker Sea Realtors. I personally do. I know our staff does. Our community does. Because of so many different things that you guys bring to the table. I wonder if we can get into a little bit of the changing market conditions and some of that right now.
Absolutely. Well, the last time that we spoke, James, we talked a little bit more on like the selling side of things. And what I'd love to talk to you and our listeners about today is diving a little bit more about when it comes to buyers and why that's important to enlist a trusted professional to assist you when you are looking to buy. To your point, we are having some different and unique market conditions. And to me, it's even more that important to have to give you sound information to help you make the best possible decisions for yourself and your family when you are looking to, buy or sell real estate. And having that trusted professional by your side, making sure that you have those favorable outcomes, of getting the house that you're looking to purchase and or on the seller side, get a satisfactory sales price as well.
Lindsay, I've never been in this position before, but I remember when my parents were and they were late to home buying. They were able to do it, but it was much later in life for them. And they went into it kind of feeling like they understood the process. But then once it began, the nerves really kicked in. And it's a little like one of those things like you don't realize how it can be until you're actually doing it. And it's a big part of the reason why we encourage people to reach out to you guys, because it's one of those situations where on the surface it may seem something, but there is so much, reading between the lines or gray area when it comes to home purchasing.
Absolutely. I mean, and if anyone has questions about buying or selling in today's market, I mean, I would say don't wait, don't hesitate. Feel free to call today to speak with one of our licensed professionals at Coal Banker, our family of companies. We have our locations in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship, and we really are eager to help you with that so that you can understand that process even more clearly and feel more confident going in.
Are there things, Lindsay, that buyers should be aware of when they're jumping on the internet and maybe clicking on a site or something like that?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, most buyers really just don't understand that when, we have technology at our fingertips nowadays, on our phones, on our laptops, where people do search on their own and they're clicking on different things on different websites. And, just for the public to understand that those websites actually may choose your agent for you rather than, and I guess my point is rather than just getting matched with a random agent, wouldn't you maybe want the ability to choose your own agent to assist with such an important, expensive purchase, and just to ensure that you can do that, choose your own agent. It's really very simple. Just make, our team at Coal Banker Stewart Realtors in Wisconsin Rapids and across the family of companies, your very first call.
If you see a property with an agent, that agent is the one that will help you with the facility. Is that true? Again, this is a little bit new to me with this. So that happens quite often?
So, yeah. I mean, when you're clicking on the internet, you may come across the property that maybe piques your interest and, there's all the buttons, right? You want to schedule a tour or you want more information. Mm-hmm. As soon as you click those buttons, it can connect you with an agent of the website's choosing. And so if you do actually go and see that property with an agent, then that agent would be the one that would help, facilitate an offer if you're interested in that property. So you just want to make sure that you're viewing properties with the agent that you wish to continue to work with, building that relationship so that you have someone by your side helping you through that process. Really the best part is a Coal Banker agent can help you with any property, whether it's listed with a different company, our company listed with any company, or any for sale by owner, or even a property that's not listed, we can assist with the purchase of that property.
It's a great resource and something that I want to make sure we highlight any chance we get with you guys, because that is something that not everybody can offer.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
I mean, we pride ourselves at Coldwell Banker to be about more than just purchasing the home. We want to be a resource for you for much more than that. You know, if a buyer needs assistance connecting with a lender that can help with a specific type of purchase, we can help with that. If you have questions about different neighborhoods or areas of the community, or maybe there's zoning rules because you want to have, you know, a certain pet or a farm animal or something like that, we can help with that. You know, if you need a recommendation for an inspector or a contractor professional, we can help with that. Our agents just undergo ongoing training to really be in the know. And all of that is to help our customers and clients. Like, our knowledge and our local connections are an advantage to all of the people that we work with.
Yeah, especially with the accessibility being so easy nowadays to look at different realtors and look at different places. When you go local like this and you're dealing with a local place, these are people who live in the communities that you live in. They're your neighbors. Mm-hmm. They're your friends and family. Their kids go to the same schools as you do. So Lindsay and her team over there, very similar to how we would talk about with JR and everything, of course. You're going to care about the people that are moving into these houses. You're going to want them to move into good places. For one, it's all a reputation business, but two, you care about these people because they're community members.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we are definitely embedded into the community, community events and helping out, volunteering, all of those things, and also just being up on our industry of mm-hmm. real estate and what homes are available, the market, the values. We also have some amazing technology right at our fingertips to make sure that our home buyers are seeing any property that might fit the bill for them. And choosing to work with a Coldwell Banker agent gives you direct access to our MLS, our multiple listing service. So you're just right alongside us, being in the know about any new listing that hits the market as soon as it's live. So that is a great advantage, just to be aware of what's entering the market right away when it is entering, so that if it's something you're excited about, we can take action right away.
Yeah, and boy, is it ever, like, in this day and age, so important to get in on that right away. Just some of the stories I've heard from some people that have been interested in buying homes and such. There was a friend that was talking about they were putting every home they bid on, they were going way over the bidding price and still not getting the homes. I say winning, but still not getting the homes. So it's that much more important that this day and age to jump when it's hot.
Yeah, it really is a fast-moving market for sure. And, you know, just to make sure that we're, you know, viewing the right properties based on what that buyer wants, needs, and also their budget. And then, to your point, making sure that the buyer is actually ready to make an offer when we do find the one that they're excited about. And, you know, making those connections, like I spoke about earlier, of like making sure that we're talking to a lender if they're choosing to finance their purchase, and just getting all of our ducks in a row so that when that time comes that we find the one that puts a glimmer in the buyer's eye, that we can take action and work together to, do what we can to get that property for them.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Business Development and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. And Lindsay, I wanted to try something. So I did something this weekend, knowing that we were going to be interviewing together. I typed into my search bar, buy a home in Wisconsin Rapids. And I see immediately, first off, you guys show up right away. So shout out to Coldwell Banker. But a bunch of, but it's, that's the only, that was the first local thing that showed up. Otherwise, it was big websites that, you know, have have houses from all around the country. And the personalness wasn't there. The localness wasn't there. And that's a really key part of this when it comes to real estate and having real estate agents in the area, knowing literally the neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Obviously I care deeply about our individual agents, but also our brokerages of our three locations in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship. But then also to take it one step further across the umbrella of our brand of Coldwell Banker, like I'm proud to be associated with such an amazing brand that really does care about all of the people that are a part of it. And then going to, you know, why does the general public care about that? It really trickles down to all of the different avenues that we have to help our customers and clients. And then to your point, you were talking about local, but to talk about our brand as like we are international. So we're across all of, you know, the entire world, several countries. And then our presence here local is strong as well. So it's kind of that we have the broad feel of an international brand and all of the assets that are brought to our fingertips to help our customers and clients, all the way down to our local people that live and work and play in our local communities and are excited to help our neighbors and our friends with any buying or selling needs that they have.
You really do get the best of both worlds with this. It's truly nice to be able to offer that to people. And, you know, when it comes to like, let's talk about buying a vehicle. I think a lot of people out there have bought a vehicle before and you get the lemon. You know, you do your research, you do your homework, you even self-drive it and it's still a lemon. That you can live with that. It sucks, but you can live with it. You can survive that. It's hard to survive buying a lemon home. It's a lot more difficult. One of the things that you guys are able to do is really assist with some of those maybe concerns that might be or may not be there.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when we're helping our buyers and we're beginning touring properties, once we've kind of gotten all of those ducks in a row and making sure that we're ready to purchase, begin showing them properties, a trusted agent can be just so valuable in assisting with helping to spot any concerns that may need attention. And that can range from like maintenance items on a home to needed repairs or just kind of any red flags that we're seeing just because we're doing this every day. And then also just taking it one step further to knowing and communicating with our buyers if the asking price is fair for what the market is holding right now. Mm. So to have that friend is really valuable in that way as well. One other thing I kind of just wanted to mention was that just because, you know, working in our local market day in and out, we're talking to customers and clients about all of their future housing plans. And, you know, we may know of listings that are coming onto the market before they even hit the market. Mm-hmm. And so going back to, you know, the fast moving pace of everything that's happening, that's a definite advantage to a buyer in what's happening in our current housing climate.
And one of the last things I wanted to talk with you about was the, you know, drafting of an offer. I think that even if you understand quite a bit about home buying, that this is one of those things that you get to and you're like, oh, yeah, that thing. That, oh, yeah, how do I do that? Where do I begin with this?
Yeah, well, our family of agents at Coldwell Banker, we know just how to draft competitive offers for our buyers in hopes to win out over any other interested parties, because we are still seeing multiple offer situations in our market right now. You know, the contracts necessary to buy or sell property, they're lengthy, they're detailed. And we at Coldwell Banker, we work with these contracts every day, and we know what's important to discuss and make sure that we communicate thoroughly, and also how to get creative sometimes to adjust those contracts when we need to. You know, there's a ton of industry jargon, you know, financing terms, attorney legalese, title company lingo. It all can be tough to navigate for customers and clients. And that's what we're here for, is to guide them through that. And so we would take the time to explain the purpose of each document and answer questions, anything that a buyer or seller wouldn't understand, and clarify those terms that you're ultimately agreeing to, you know, and signing. So we want to make sure that you fully understand.
I couldn't agree with all that more, especially again, you know, having gone through this with my parents and seeing how they were through this process. But I think of something else when you're saying that too, Lindsay, the stress that is involved with one of the more happier moments of your life. Most people, you're buying a home. This is a great thing. This is awesome. For people like my parents, they waited 30 years to be able to do this. And you get to this point, mm-hmm. but then the stress kicks in. Then the nerves kick in. And what a relief to be able to have somebody like Lindsay or one of your great team members there to kind of keep your ducks in a row, to make sure your T's are crossed, your I's are dotted, and everything's kind of in order for you. So it's one less thing for you to have to, you know, worry about when you've got so much on your plate already.
Absolutely. We definitely want to be your partner in crime through your journey in real estate, and we're here to make it as easy and as stress-free as possible. And we're excited to start the conversation, you know, to help any of the listeners that are joining us today or online, you know, to plan for any of your now or future real estate needs. I would just encourage them to give us a call at one of our Coldwell Banker offices in Rome, Adams, or Wisconsin Rapids. The Coldwell Banker Seward Realtor office can be reached at 715-424-4800, or you can find us online at coldwellbanker.com, and we're excited to talk to you.
Lindsay, as we're wrapping up here, I did want to touch on one other thing that I think is really noteworthy, because I've gotten to meet a lot of agents through Coldwell Banker over the years, and every one of you guys have something very similar in common. You seem just as excited as the buyer to be getting this home. And I think that's really unique. I think that is a really fun thing that you guys offer to your clients that not everybody can. The excitement that you have just talking about that, I can feel through the phone.
Well, and we do look at it as a celebration and as something to be excited about, for sure. To make someone's dream come true in real estate is, you know, and there's all kinds of different dreams that, you know, maybe it's that first time home buyer, or maybe it's someone needing to purchase a larger home because they're expanding their family and they're having more kids. Or maybe it's vice versa. It's, you know, we're moving out of a family home into something more manageable for someone a little bit later in life. All of these things, like real estate, really does go hand in hand with really large life events in people's worlds. And to play a small part of that is just, it's amazing and exhilarating. And we're just happy to be those partners to do that with them.
Lindsay, always good talking with you. Thank you so much for the time. I mentioned before, one more time, if people have follow-up questions or want to get in touch with you or any of your staff, how can they do that?
The best number to reach us in the Wisconsin Rapids office, which is the Coldwell Banker Seward Realtor office, is 715-424-4800.
Always appreciate the time, Lindsay. We'll talk again next month. You take care.
Thanks, James. Have a great day.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is Matt LePay, and you're listening to your home for your Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Locally Grown Radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York.
We won't take it anymore.
All city services have been suspended today in L.A., where more than 11,000 workers are on strike. KCBS TV reporter Lori Perez is there.
The mayor said the city of Los Angeles is not going to shut down. My office is implementing a plan ensuring no public safety or housing and homelessness emergency operations are impacted by this action, and we will continue bargaining in good faith.
Arrest warrants are out over a violent fight on a riverfront dock in Montgomery, Alabama. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Montgomery, Alabama police have charged three white men with misdemeanor assault after they allegedly attacked the black co-captain of a riverboat. It was caught on video as the black man tried to get the white men to move their pontoon boat so the larger boat could dock on the riverfront in Alabama's capital city.
We were unable to present any inciting a riot or racially biased charges at this time.
Daryl Elbert is the Montgomery police chief.
And he says more charges are coming. Ohio voters are deciding now whether to make their state constitution harder to amend. Today's special election could increase the threshold for voters to change it based on a simple majority. And that could determine whether amendments, including a measure to allow abortions in the state, passes in November. President Biden's protecting lands near the Grand Canyon.
I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to protect almost 1 million acres of public land around Grand Canyon National Park as a new national monument.
That area is sacred to indigenous peoples. A shark attack shut down beaches in New York City. CBS's Matt Piper.
A 65-year-old woman was bitten by a shark in the water in the borough of Queens, and there are reports that she lost 20 pounds of flesh, losing a large chunk of her left leg above the knee.
Just finding out about a shark bite just blew my mind.
There has not been a shark attack on Rockaway Beach since 1953. Nothing
compares. Singer Sinead O'Connor was laid to rest today in Ireland.
Final applause for Sinead O'Connor as her funeral cortege blasting reggae music pulls up in front of the seaside Irish townhouse where she lived for 15 years. The 56-year-old singer and activist was found unresponsive in her London home late last month, her fans throwing flowers onto the hearse as it passed.
That's CBS's Vicky Barker reporting. It's me. Taylor Swift led MTV Video Music Award nominations today with 8 nods, including Video of the Year for Antihero. She's won that award 3 times, and a 4th would break her own record. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Their end-to-end